County Commissioner Earl McNutt. How you doing, sir?
Not too bad, Rich. Talking just before yesterday was just absolutely beautiful day, but certainly a little different here this morning. But I'm glad that wind didn't blow very long last night. It got right with it for a while.
Gosh, you ain't a kidding. I was glad it was short-lived when I saw that high wind watch. It went from 7P to 4A. That's probably just about right time.
Yeah, that was for sure.
If it wanted to be midnight to 4, where, you know, overnight, that would have been even better, but didn't blow for that long.
No.
So. The next couple of days, how about the Easter weekend coming up?
Oh, looks like it's going to be a fantastic weekend ahead, so kids will be able to get out and enjoy. So.
Everybody be in shorts and flip-flops over the weekend.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right, final meeting for the county commissioners for the month of March. Get to the agenda from yesterday morning. Anything on citizens' comments?
We didn't have anything for citizens' comments, but Randy and Kayla were at a meeting last week, and there is a program that's being sponsored by the National Association of County Officials there. It's a free flag collection program where they're giving boxes to every county out there so that there would be a place for people to dispose of their American flags once they become worn out and torn and just need to be replaced. So that's a program we're going to be implementing, and there will be a drop box located somewhere within the courthouse if somebody needs to dispose of their flag. So that was just brought up. Means we had a little spare time in citizens' comments there.
And review miscellaneous accounts payable claims.
Yeah, not a whole lot this time of the month, so very short amount there.
Assessor Christy Correll on commercial reappraisal bids.
This is correct. Christy Correll, Redwood County Assessor, has actually been working on this for a few weeks now there. We're due to have all of our commercial properties reappraised. She did finally come up with three different appraisal quotes. We had one from Top Appraisal Company. This is Joe Wilson and Thad Toplosky. Their reappraisal bid come in at $93,600. This would be inspecting approximately 624 improved parcels, all of which would be done on a proper time frame. The next one was Central Plains Valuation LLC. They submitted a bid of $70,000. And then the last one was Standard Appraisal, which has done Redwood County's work over the last several years. Their bid come in at $121,040. Obviously, all these quotes were based on the same amount of parcels and really this very similar amount of work and time involved there. So a lot of variation in those bids there. Christy did go on out a little further. She done some follow-up to see if there are other counties in the state that are using either of the other two, means we haven't used anybody but Standard Appraisal. She did on Central Plains find out that Cherry County, Dakota, Madison, Custer, Antelope, Thomas, Blaine, and a few others are using them, and everybody had nothing but good things to say. So obviously when you look at the dollar amounts, we did decide to go ahead and authorize the assessor to go ahead and get a contract in place with Central Plains Valuation for $70,000 so that we can get this process started. So obviously a new company, but certainly hope it works out. And like I told Christy, it's probably not bad to get some different views and opinions and see where we actually stand on this. So we'll be moving forward over the next few months with that project.
Next up, open Greater Blade bids. Say that five times real fast.
That's a tongue twister in itself there, it's actually been a couple years since we've bought any Greater Blades. Typically, we buy a semi-load at a time and split it between the three road shops. This year, we did change the specifications a little bit. We'd bid some 6-inch by 8-foot by 8-foot blades, and then we also bid some 8-inch by 8-foot blades there. 8-inch, excuse me, now you're getting me twisted up here. 8-inch by 8-foot blades there. So a little different variation, but excuse me on that. But yesterday we had two people submit bids on that. Nebraska Machinery out of North Platte submitted a bid. They had approximately 430 pieces of the 6-inch by 8-foot blades. Those were priced out at $5.89 per foot. And then approximately 150 pieces of the 8-inch by 8-foot blades, which come in at $8.09 per foot. So their grand total on the full load is $29,962.45 with approximately 45 to 60 day delivery. Midwest Sales and Service, the one other supplier that bid, come in with 431 pieces on the 6-inch by 8-foot blades, and they just priced them out per blade at $45.35, which breaks down to $5.66 per foot, and then 150 of the 8-inch by 8-foot, which come in at $64.87 a blade, or $8.11 per foot. They did have a drop fee of $120 per stop, so that'd be three locations. Their grand total come in at $29,636.35. We had quite a little discussion. One other supplier, Murphy Tractor in North Platte, had sent us notice that they were having difficulties even attempting to acquire blades for whatever reason, we don't know. So they did not submit a bid, but in the end we did go ahead, even though it was just over $300 higher, took the bid from Nebraska Machinery Company for $29,962.45, basically just for the fact that they did have a representative there in person yesterday to answer any questions. So I did get that taken care of. I know most of the road shops are getting fairly low on grader blades, and we were needing to get some ordered so we can get them shipped in a proper time frame there. So we'll be good to go there.
Dennis Maggart, NACO Blue Cross Blue Shield employee health insurance. We haven't talked about this in a while, huh?
No, but obviously it is the time of year, and certainly I've been kind of waiting for our other group to come in and talk to us also. June 1st is a renewal on our county employee health insurance plan. Dennis Maggart, along with Mike Bowden, were in yesterday. They represent the Nebraska Association of County Officials and also work with the Employee Benefit Services Program, which is a NACO pool that offers insurance to a lot of the counties, health districts, and numerous other entities. They just were basically inquiring about our health insurance plan and wondered if they could possibly get some information and give us a quote. Naturally, we did go ahead and say that would be perfectly fine, and we'll just see how it works out. They are primarily a fully insured group, which provides insurance and obviously utilize Blue Cross and Blue Shield there. So we'll be gathering that and hopefully be hearing from Mitch Lister and the rest of the crew here shortly. So
something you got to go through every year, don't you?
Yeah, as difficult as it is, certainly got to look at it and make sure we're getting the best deal. But, you know, that's a very important thing to our employees, because that's certainly a big reason why we've been able to retain the staff that we do have in place there.
Visit Dee Shields, jail administrator, and Alan Contreras, Redlow County Sheriff, executive session regarding personnel and security. What can you tell us on this?
Yeah, really not a whole lot. I mean, that pretty much explained it, executive session, and it is, there's some personnel issues going on, not only with the sheriff's department, but also the jail, and certainly had a very, very long discussion with the two yesterday there, approximately 45 minutes worth, and once we wrapped it up, there was no decisions made, so basically can't give you a lot more information there. So
we're already to the consent agenda. Had a couple of items there.
We did. Obviously, approving minutes is something we do each and every week. Miscellaneous accounts payable claims, that was $28,993.45. That was all health insurance related. Most of it was premiums, $22,000 in premiums there, so very minimal amount of claims. And then when we wrapped it up, we had the sheriff's monthly revenue report, which is his paper services for the month, and certainly they're staying busy in that manner. So
it was a little bit more on the agenda this week than last.
No doubt. We were there just about most all morning. I believe it was 11:31, somewhere in there when we adjourned. So, yeah, it definitely a lot of things to talk about, and I assume knowing that our health insurance renewals are coming up, that we'll have much more discussion there also in the future. So,
and also starting to get into some spring and summer projects when you talk about open greater blade bids and stuff like that. Talk about roads and bridges and stuff like that.
There will be lots of that ahead here, obviously. You know, we're going to already be into April now, so armor coating projects will be a topic of discussion. And then, of course, it won't be long, and then it'll be tax protest season also, and then into budgets there. So it'll certainly get busy from here on out.
Oh, the budget season, something you look forward to all the time.
Yeah, I should have just left that one alone for a little bit there, but certainly it's something you consider all year round. So,
but you're following, I take it, when you have a chance to follow what's happening in Lincoln with the Nebraska legislature, have to, don't you?
Well, we are. I mean, there's some key things that affect county government for sure. I know there's a lot of bills in regards to the inheritance tax, and really that's a lifeline for counties across the state and how we can manage our budgets there. So certainly want to keep track of them as close as we can. So
thank you very much. Next meeting coming up as we get into April. There's 4 Mondays in April, right?
Yeah, and we'll meet on every one of them. So no holidays in there.
No holidays. Gosh darn it.
Well, I can't say that. There is Arbor Day at the end of the month, but that's always the last Friday of April there. So.
And nothing with Easter weekend coming up as far as closing early?
No, okay. Everything's normal hours, so everybody can come in and do business as they need to.